Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship on one accord. Come on, family. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For every praise is to our God. Come on, come on. Enter in this morning. Enter in so that you may receive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever you come today to receive, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, enter in right now with all faith, believing God for it. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. The Bible says in Psalm 121, and will lift up my eyes to the hills from which comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Amen. But behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve you going out and you're coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Come on, let's pray this morning. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth with all faith and believing, oh God, seeking you first, amen, seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. Oh Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we know you didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you, oh God, it's you that have kept us and not ourselves. Lord, we thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, move on us right now, God. Let there be a mighty move, oh God, in the life of your children right now as we come on one accord this morning with divine faith, oh God, trusting you for the miracle, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we cry out, help on today, oh God. Help us and those in our family, oh God. Lord, we need you right now, oh God. Oh Lord, help us to see, oh God, understand, oh God, what you're saying to us in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Oh Lord, we come casting out our cares and fears and burdens down. Oh Lord, we leave it at your feet, oh God, and we pick up the peace that you give, the peace that surpasses all understanding, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, oh God. We come humbling ourselves that we may be delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, touch our hearts, you say, oh God, creating us a clean heart. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law, sin and death, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of our children, amen. We thank you, oh God, it's you, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and hearken your angel, God, for your cause, hallelujah, to protect our children, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God, that there's nowhere that we can go, amen, that you cannot reaches, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for loving us, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and he rose again on the third day. We confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you that Jesus bore all shame and carried away our infirmities. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free. Amen. For we are free. And because the Son has set us free, we are free indeed. Hallelujah. Father, we repent right now for ever agreeing with the devil lies. Hallelujah. We repent right now for sins of omission and commission. We repent for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. Amen. We repent for practicing sin openly and in secret in defiance of your love. And now we break and destroy all agreements with the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because you have given us the power and the authority to do so. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every hindering spirit right now on the line. We come against every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation, spirit of frustration, spirit of distraction. We come against the spirit of destruction and death. We come against the spirit of lust and perversion. We come against the spirit right now of oppression, depression, sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, outside the Holy Spirit that's operating in us or on us, to loose your hold right now. We command you to cease your worthless, die at the root, and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, have your way. Great, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, fill us all with glory right now. With our spirit, God, in those places that have been vacated by the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us to seek you more, God. Oh, Lord, let the fruit of the Spirit take root and abound in us, oh, God. Not enacted one in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, help us, oh, God, to seek you more, God. Help us, oh, God, to hear from you, Father God. Open up our ears to hear and receive from you, Father God, what you're saying to us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Remove every spiritual numbness, oh God. Remove every spiritual deafness, oh God. Every spiritual ignorance right now. Spiritual blindness, let it be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Remove every spiritual cataract from our eyes, oh God, that we can see and follow your way. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, for you are the way. You are the truth and the life. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we come and receive on today. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we come praying, hallelujah, that you help our children. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, he cut it up. Oh, Lord, help our fathers. Amen. Help our mothers and brothers and sisters, oh, Lord. Help those that are close to us, oh, God. Help those in the church, oh, God, that we may be unified in Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray for unity where the enemy has caused division. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for joy where the enemy has caused, hallelujah, and happiness, oh, Lord. We pray for peace where the enemy has caused chaos. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that love take the place of where there is no love. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help, oh God. Restore the hope and the life of your children. Huh? My Lord, my God, we thank you. Oh Lord, as we come today, oh God, believing and trusting you, oh God, hallelujah, for all things, amen. For we know with man is impossible, with you, Father God, all things are possible. Lord, we come to worship you in truth and in spirit, oh God. Have your way, oh God. For we know the Bible says, hallelujah, that when we operate according to our spirit, Lord, that there is life and peace, but according to the flesh, there is destruction and death. That we come to worship you in spirit and in truth, amen, so that we may be delivered, amen, hallelujah, continually every day. Lord, help us that our minds may be renewed today. Amen. Help us, oh God, to do thy will. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will with your will, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, heal our bodies, oh God. Many are sick and shut in, oh Lord. Many are having faith in health issues, oh God. Will the doctor say no? Amen. Will the doctor say this is it, oh Lord? But we decree and declare you to be a healer. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who hears, oh Lord, that healing take place right now in the life and the body of your children, oh God. Oh Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing right now. Lord, we pray for restoration right now. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, hallelujah, every nerve, hallelujah,
and every bone in our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare right now it is so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, many are suffering in our finances. Lord, we pray for a financial blessing right now that you restore the finances. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So we decree and declare by faith that all our needs are met. Hallelujah. That it's turning around right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for restoration of all marriages that you've ordained, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, when you, oh God, ordain man and woman, hallelujah, to be unified in holy matrimony, oh Lord. So Lord, we pray, oh God, that your favor be upon the life of your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Mama Maria Koromoshataya. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right there. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher. Hallelujah. We deafen the ears of the evil listener that they will not be able to locate us. Amen. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations. They will not be able to speak no evil in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that it is so. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, my mama, they call them on Sunday, baby. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Let us receive right now fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, pour on us, Lord, today. Oh, let your wind blow this way, oh God. My Lord, my God, open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings on the life of your children that we won't have room enough to receive them, that others will be blessed by the overflow. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We decree and declare by faith that eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard. Hallelujah. Entered into the hearts of men, the plans you have for us as your children. We decree and declare that we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will not take any substitutes or counterfeits. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare we have a discerning spirit to discern what is good and what is evil. Amen. Hallelujah. We pick the good. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. We will not be led astray by the enemy in his lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We say no more to today, amen. No more to the agenda of Satan and his agents. No more to what the devil is trying to speak to us. No more we will allow ourselves to enter into sin. No more we decree and declare victory, victory, victory on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We choose now by the power of will to forgive everyone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I mean everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all right now. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to forgive them and help them, oh Lord. Lord, that you will call them nigh unto you this day, oh God. Hallelujah. That they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. That they too may be saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, to get back up again, amen. To get back up quickly, not to stay there, but to resist the devil, knowing that he shall flee. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, strengthen us, oh God, when we're weak, oh God. Lord, we pray for supernatural strength right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, supernatural healing, supernatural blessings, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your face shine upon us and bless us and be gracious unto us, oh Lord. Help us on today to understand what you're trying to say to us. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, hallelujah, to walk according to your stature. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus and that we are redeemed, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind every generational curse right now from our life and our family bloodline in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break any and all vows, pledges, ceremonies, and unholy oaths or alliance that we have made knowingly or unknowingly with the devil right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare deliverance on today for us and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We stand against every evil spirit that is on us or in us or attacking us right now with the blood of Jesus. And we command it in Jesus' name that every evil spirit in us or on us or attacking us to loose us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break the power of every evil assignment against our life and those in our family and those that we are in charge over lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, be free on today. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus, we thank you. We command any and every evil spirit in us to come out of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and redeemed. We are saved and we belong to Jesus. You have no right to our life. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we command you to go up and never to return. Loose us, leave us, come out of us, come out of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that who the Son has set free. We say it again. We are free indeed. Hallelujah. All glory to your name, God. Father God, we thank you that you've heard us. Hallelujah. And that you've answered our prayers. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. That we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them, for you have made us the lender and not the borrower. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare today, and it is so in the name of Jesus Christ. We can tell you, we thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare your word that says your promises is yes and amen, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your promises. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we lift up every family member on the line today, every household. Amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray that you will move mighty in their lives, oh God. Whatever it is, oh God, that they are facing or dealing with, oh God. Present past, hallelujah, present past and to come, oh God. We pray in Jesus' name that you remove every obstacle. Amen. Every setback that the enemy has set up for them, let it be removed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, remove every evil that is planned to ruin this day, to ruin their life, oh God. Let it be removed right now. Let us not encounter it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Even before it comes, oh Lord, let it be removed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, lead us, oh Lord, down the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now that we can receive from you as we go forth in this service. Lord, that you would touch the heart of your minister, oh God, your apostle, your prophets, oh God. Lord, that we would speak your word, oh God, not our word and not be in our feelings or emotions. Oh, Lord, but we would speak according to the Holy Spirit, amen. That we would speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, that lives will be saved, amen, hallelujah. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for using us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. It's you that have called us, oh God. It is you that have equipped us for the call. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you that forgiveness has taken place here. Amen. We thank you, Father God, for the mighty moves that's happening right now. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, that you've already blessed us. Amen. That you've already healed us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you've already blessed this service. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Have your way. We decree and declare the battle is already won, amen. It is you, Jehovah Sabaoth, that goes before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you have purged the land of the wicked ones, that we, your children, may live in peace. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you're blessed us in our going and coming on today. Those of us that are traveling will be traveling. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy. Hallelujah. As Minister Learning, his wife, is traveling on today, we pray for traveling grace and mercy for them. Hallelujah. And ourselves. Hallelujah. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes. Amen. That we're leaving to come back to. Amen. Nothing taken away, nothing moved, nothing lost. Amen. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we may enter into today. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in it, around about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place.
everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God, shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Jehovah Mekadish, we call upon you right now, but Lord, we sanctify us, that you will sanctify us right now, Lord. Jehovah Seeker, do we call upon you right now, hallelujah, the Lord, our righteousness, hallelujah, through you we are righteous, and we just want to say thank you. Elohim, have your way in this church. God of our powerful one creator, we bless your name, and we decree and declare all is well with us. We thank you, Lord, for turnaround, hallelujah, in this house. We thank you, Lord, that you blessed us. Thank you, Father God. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are blessed and we can never be cursed. And that all things are working together for the good of our life. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on. If you receive that prayer, hallelujah, by faith, it be unto you and those in your household. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's for you. It is for you. Your name is on it. You are the rightful owner to it. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your healing, your deliverance, your financial breakthrough, amen, your marriage, hallelujah, whatever it is, the protection, whatever it is that you're asking God to do, change, hallelujah, receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray for open doors, hallelujah, hallelujah, for our lives, amen, as I'm led in the spirit, that God will open up doors that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open, and if there's anyone that's holding on to your blessing, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the power and authority that God has given me, that there be a release, that they will release it right now, hallelujah, that we break the hand of the enemy, we break the wrist of the enemy to release that blessing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere that the enemy is holding it up and holding on to it, we pray let there be a release right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it. We don't ask. We command it to be released. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I say it again. I'm so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm so happy to be here this Sunday morning. Welcome, everyone. Welcome.
Amen. Amen. This is God's day. This is the day that God has made for us. And we shall rejoice, rejoice, and be so glad on this day, because our Father, he is so good, and he is so worthy to be praised, because he woke us up this morning. Amen. This is just such a good day. New mercies, new grace. See, we can forget about those things that happened yesterday, because we can't do anything about them anyways. God is so good. He is so worthy to be praised. Welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. We are so grateful that you are here with us. This morning you could have been anywhere, but you're right here with us, helping us to lift up the name of Jesus and to receive this so wonderful word of God that he has for us this morning. So welcome, welcome, welcome every single body here. All of our brothers and sisters here with us in Texas. You know, we're in Houston, Texas, so Houston, Texas, and all this surrounding areas, we just want to welcome every single body. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen, amen. And we just want to welcome every single body here, every single one of our brothers and sisters here from Louisiana. We love y'all so much. Thank y'all for coming to church this morning. Amen. Every single body that's here with us from New York City, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome here to Sunday service this morning. And we thank y'all for being here. We know that y'all are a couple hours, I think an hour or so ahead, but you did not find it robbery to come to church. So welcome here, Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Larry Green. You know, we welcome you all here to Sunday service this Sunday morning. If you are streaming online, we would like for you to call in. We would like to personally welcome you. If this is your first time here, we would like to personally welcome you. If you are online, call us at 845-277-9213 and press 1. Let us know who you are, where you're from, and if you do have anything, any prayer petitions, anything to bring to God, anything to ask God, you know, about, you know, hey, this is that opportunity, you know, to pray. This is the opportunity to pray. We get to pray. We get to come to the throne of grace boldly, asking God anything. There's nothing too big. There is nothing too small that Father will not do in the name of Jesus. Jesus says that. He says that. So if you do have any prayer petition, this is that time to bring it to God in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every Sunday morning, we have our communion. So if you can grab your elements for communion this morning, we'll be taking communion. We're going to have a song selection from Brother John Washington. Before we do that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Before we do that, there is one family that we want to lift up in prayer. Uncle Joe Washington, you know, he's, you know, such a wonderful man of God. He's always thinking about his brothers and his sisters and his neighbors and family members and friends. You know, he did let me know this morning that there was a neighbor that lost her son, you know, in an accident, some type of accident. I think it was a car or motorcycle accident, I believe. So we definitely, you know, want to join in with you, Uncle Joel, and your friend there, you know, and, you know, just being there for one another. You know, we just have to be there for one another. You know, nobody can really say the right words to you when you lose a family member, especially if there's a son or a daughter. But we thank God, you know, that God gives us one another. You know, the Bible tells us the strong should bear the infirmities of the weak. So that place, you know, that where we're where we're feeling hurt, you know, let us hug one another and, you know, let us love on one another and let us each other know that, you know, everything is going to be all right. Every single thing is going to be all right. There is nothing that God has not already made provisions for. So we want to lift up their family, Uncle Joe, your friend's family right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to bring you on. Uncle Joe, he is here with us this Sunday morning, and we'll let you let us know who your family member is. Uncle Joe, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning to everyone. I'm so glad to be with y'all, and I know God is able. You know, he's able to do all things. And I say to the family, to Miss Williams. Miss Williams, Sherry Williams, that is the mother of that son that she lost, and I can't find the words to tell her, you know, but I know God is able to do everything, you know. And to Jayla, which is his daughter, God gonna take care of you. Sean Senior, God gonna take care of you. And not only that, Sean Junior, I want y'all to know as the family, I'm just a door away from you, and God gonna be able to do everything. But just hold on to God's unchanging hand. And to the rest of the family, the one that I didn't call, God is able. Y'all just hold on. I know it's hard now, but I guarantee you, the sun gonna shine for you again.
Amen.
This is a song that I'm going to sing that I didn't get a chance to sing yesterday, but I will sing it today. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak. And I am one, oh Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way Lord dreary, precious Lord, leave me near. When my life is all most gone, Lord, hear my cry and hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Oh Lord, oh Lord, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, oh Lord, at the river, Lord, I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Yeah. Oh, Lord, I believe I said it again. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, and Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you so much here, Uncle Joe, here for blessing us one more time here, you know, with ministry, blessing us with song. You know, it's such a wonderful song. I thank you for letting us know, you know, what's going on in the community, you know, so we can come together in prayer.
Yeah,
so, I mean, that song is so great. So we just thank God. We pray that God pour into you every single virtue that left your body right now in the name of Jesus. And we are on a steal. We want to say thank you for letting us know about, you know, the Williams family. So Apostle Tawny and I, you know, we join in with you.
And
say
God
every single
God
thing is going to be all right. Every single thing is going to be all right. We know
thank
it. God says in his word that being absent from the body is being present with the Lord. So we know where our family members are. Our family members are present with the Lord, present. And we know if you are present with the Lord, every single thing is all right. We may not understand it right now, but one day we will understand. When you're present with the Lord, all is well. All is well. God bless you and may God keep you.
Amen.
Amen. So at this time, let us prepare ourselves. You know, every single Sunday morning, we have Holy Communion. You know, this is so significant in our lives to remember what Jesus Christ has already done. Not just remember what he said, but also more remembering what he have done, what he have done in your lives, what he has done in our lives. You know, we serve a risen Savior that have died there on the cross and has been risen from the dead. You know, for us, he died for every single one of us. What that means is that every single one of our needs have already been met. Every single one of our needs have already been met. We just want to thank God for that. So prepare yourself to take Holy Communion, where you have bread or a cracker or a cookie, whatever it is, whether it's water or wine. You know, let us prepare our communion elements right now.
The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I come. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Well, thank you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that you took all of our sins to the cross with you, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquity and trespass. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquity and trespass. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you because you first loved us, Lord. We remember your suffering and how you were beat, marred, and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, Lord, so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. So we now take this bread, Lord, in remembrance of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, cleanses us, washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquity, all of our transgression, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord. You may drink. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving in our heart. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen, amen again.
Amen.
Amen. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now, what makes us whole again? Remember this, church, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen again. Amen. We'll have two song selections here, and we'll be right back with the preach word. So stay right here with us, and we'll be right back with you.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet and just enter in right now? Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in, oh yeah, we enter in, we enter in, we come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight, we enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes! Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord, way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said, I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God! Hold on to me, yes he did. Yes he did. I got to praise.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. 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 We thank God. Lord, we thank God for this day, and we thank God for this opportunity to be able to hear this preached word. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. So prepare yourselves, you know, to receive this wonderful word coming from such a beautiful woman of God, a minister, hallelujah, God's pastor, God's prophetess, God's apostle, a friend of yours, Hallelujah. A devoted mother and friend, devoted to a church, devoted to a family, devoted to her husband. Amen. Willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, ready to pray for you and I. Up early every single morning, praying all out during the day. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Apostle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise this morning. Let us pray as we enter in. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity once again to come before your presence, oh God, to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not my word, but your word, Father God. Oh, Lord, I give it all over to you right now. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am. Hallelujah to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas, over every area of my life. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. Father God, hallelujah, have your way right now. And we thank you for, Lord, oh God, as I decrease, oh God, and be that vessel that you flow to unhindered. Amen. We thank you, oh God, and to use it right now. Holy Spirit, have your way right now in this service. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to arise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence as we enter in to receive. Let thy will be done right now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so glad to be here this Sunday. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides and directs, hallelujah, me as Amen. I am willing to follow and to be obedient to the will of God. The message today is, will you continue to follow Jesus? Hallelujah. Will you continue to follow Jesus despite your circumstances, the time? Hallelujah. Will you continue to follow Jesus? Pick up your cross, amen, and follow Jesus. Or will you decide, hey, that's too much. I can't give this all up, amen, just to follow Jesus. I'm not willing to. Will you continue to follow Jesus once you receive your healing? Hallelujah. Will you continue to follow Jesus once you get what you've been praying about and asking for? Will you continue to follow, or will you just go your own way? The message is, will you continue to follow Jesus when it hurts, when it's too much, when the burden gets too heavy? Will you continue to follow Jesus?
Yeah.
If you go with me first to the book of John chapter 6, and I'm going to be reading from verse 43 through 69 in the New King James Version. Will you continue to follow Jesus? If you're just now getting in, hallelujah, we welcome you. Amen. Hallelujah. The sermon today is, will you continue to follow Jesus? The Bible says in John chapter 6, verse 43, amen, I'll give us all an opportunity to get there. That's John chapter 6, verse 43, amen. Jesus therefore answered and said to them, do not murmur amongst yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draweth him. And I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna, hallelujah, in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Verse 60 says, therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is hard saying. Who can understand it? When Jesus knew it in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, does this offend you? Well, then, if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Verse 64 says, but there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray him. And he said, therefore, I've said, hallelujah, to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. Verse 66 says that from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. My question to you, church, is will you continue to follow Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said that many turn back and stop following Jesus. But my question to you, church, is will you continue to follow Jesus? See, many followed Jesus hoping he would do another amazing miracle, but decided to stop following him. See, they were following Jesus on their own terms. And once it didn't serve their selfish purposes anymore, they walked away.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you continue to follow Jesus? There are many that you've seen in the ministry that were going strong for years and years, and then suddenly they fell off. Hallelujah. They stopped following Jesus. And my question today, but will you continue to follow Jesus? Will you stand fast in the faith? Will you keep on marching on? Will you continue to be that soldier in the army of the Lord? Or will you fall off and stop following Jesus because of your situation, circumstance? You've been going too long and too strong, and you feel like your efforts are not, hallelujah, making a difference. Will you stop following Jesus, or will you make a decision that no matter what happens, I've made my mind up, my mind is made up, I'm going to continue to follow Jesus, no turning back.
Amen.
See, the Bible says that many turn back and stop following Jesus because they found it too hard with what he was saying that they had to do. See, many have stopped following Jesus when they realized they had to forgive the brother. Many stop following Jesus when they said, I can't love no more. Many have stopped following Jesus, amen, when they stopped being encouraged. Amen. Many have stopped following Jesus when they lost the faith. But will you, church, continue to follow Jesus?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, while this occurred nearly 2,000 years ago, people have not changed much. See, some of us begin to shift comfortably when something challenging is taught from God's word. See, we were all right when we heard about the love of God and the compassion of Jesus, but hearing that Jesus is the only way to come to the Father, my Lord, my God, well, that sounds a bit extreme to some. See, some think that they can go about getting to God through Buddha and other ways, hallelujah. But there's only one way to God. There's only one way to eternal life. You have to follow Jesus.
Amen.
The truth is Jesus' way is the most challenging.
Amen.
The Bible says it's about the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it.
Yes.
My Lord, my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to understand this. And when we look in John chapter 6, verse 67 that I just read, after many of Jesus' disciples left, he turned to his apostles. and ask, do you also want to go away?
Yes.
Do you also want to go away? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He basically said, are you still going to follow me? Or do you want to go your own way? Will you still follow me after what I just said? Hallelujah. I just said that you have to do, do you still want to follow me? Many turned away and stopped following Jesus. So he asked his apostles, do you also want to go away?
Yeah.
See, whenever we come across something in Scripture that challenges our commitment to the Lord, just imagine Jesus asking you, do you also want to go away?
Uh-huh.
Well, we answer as Peter did, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want us to understand, church, if we desire eternal life, there is no other option. Only Jesus gives the victory over sin and death. Only Jesus saves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Hiya. Come on, come on now. Matthew 16, if you go with me, church, Matthew chapter 16. Hallelujah. I'm going to be in front of you about another 10, 12 minutes here as we're, for the sake of time here on this platform. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 and 26. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 through 26. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 through 26, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Verse 25 said, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Verse 26 says, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Hallelujah.
My Lord.
When we look at these scriptures here in church, hallelujah, we ask the question, will you continue to follow Jesus? See, when Jesus used this picture of his followers taking up their crosses to follow him, the disciples knew what he meant. Crucifixion was a common Roman method of execution, and the condemned criminals had to carry their crosses through the streets to the execution site. See, following Jesus therefore mean a true commitment, the risk of death and not turning back. Amen. See, here when we look in verse 25, the possibility of losing their lives was very real for the disciples as well as for Jesus. See, real discipleship implies real commitment, pledging our whole existence to his service. And then, see, if we try to save our physical life from death, pain, and discomfort, we may risk losing our true eternal life. Now, if we protect ourselves from pain, my Lord, my God, we begin to die spiritually and emotionally. Our lives turn inward, and we lose our intended purpose. And when we give our lives in service to Christ, however we discover the real purpose of living, I want us to understand today, hallelujah, there's something for you to do, amen, hallelujah. You have to be committed, hallelujah, to the walk up. You have to be committed in your following with Christ Jesus. But the question is, will you continue to follow Jesus?
Yes, Lord.
There have been, I've been praying a long time, and I've been praying. I feel like God not hearing me. I might as well go back to what I used to be. I might as well go back to what I used to do. I'm having a hard time in my finance. I might as well go back to how I used to get money, get it the best way I can. I've been calling on God. I've been in the name of Jesus, and nothing is happening. My breakthrough has not come. I'm tired. I'm fed up. I give up. I'm going to go back. I might as well do what the world is doing. I'm asking you today, church, will you continue to follow Jesus when it don't look good for you, when it don't feel good to you? Will you continue to follow Jesus when you got sickness in your body? You've been praying and waiting, hallelujah. Will you continue to follow Jesus? Hallelujah. My Lord, my God.
Yes, Lord.
See, this is a serious question today, because many have stopped following Jesus. Many have turned back, amen, hallelujah. Many have given up, amen. They were on the road. They were zealous for the Lord, but they have stopped. They have given up. They have decided this not for me. This walk ain't for me. I don't do the God thing no more. I'm not into the Jesus thing anymore. I tried that. That don't work for me.
Yeah.
But will you continue to follow Jesus? Hallelujah. Question
amen.
Is, after you get what you want, will you still follow Jesus? The Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 50 through 52, that it says, in throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Verse 52 says, then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. See, many of us have received our sight. We received our healing. We received our breakthrough. We received our husband. We received our wife. We received our finance. We received that job. We received all that we asked God to do for us. And soon as we get it, amen, we go astray. We go another way. Hallelujah. But the Bible said that this man, when he received his sight, he followed Jesus.
Yeah.
Would you still follow Jesus when you get all that you asked for? Hallelujah. Or will you go back to what you used to do and used to be and where you used to go? Well, will you still follow Jesus?
Yeah.
You got many there fast and they'll pray and they'll be in church every Sunday. They'll be in Bible study. They'll be on every prayer call, hallelujah, to get what they want. They get a prayer answer. But when they get it, hallelujah, you don't see them no more. But will you continue to follow Jesus? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Mark, hallelujah, in Mark 5, there was a man who was demon-possessed. And Jesus cast these evil spirits out of him, for there were many according to the scripture. So after Jesus delivered him, the Bible says in verse 18, and when he got, hallelujah, into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he may be with him. So this man that was demon-possessed, with many, it said legions, hallelujah, of evil spirits. Here this man, many were living in him. He could not speak. Jesus delivered him. Jesus healed him. Amen. He then asked, he did not just ask, he begged that he may be with him, that he may follow him. Amen. But the Bible says, however, Jesus did not permit him, but said, he said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him and all marveled. That means not only did Jesus told him to go, he's still following Jesus about the direction that Jesus gave him. He became an evangelist. He went about telling his friends and anybody that would listen to him what Jesus did, what God has done for him, how he delivered him, how he set him free. Amen. He didn't just go and be healed and just went his way. He said, I beg Jesus, let me be with you. But Jesus had commanded him to go and tell those that you love. Go and tell those that are close to you what God has done for you. Amen. So he went to evangelize. When you get to what God has for you, when you get all that you ask, will you follow Jesus? Will you continue to follow him? Will you continue to do his will? Will you continue to go his way?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God, will you continue to follow Jesus? The Bible speaks of Mary Magdalene, who Jesus delivered from seven demons. The Bible says that after she, hallelujah, was delivered and healed, she followed Jesus after her deliverance. She was one that was there at his crucifixion. She was the one that seen him when he rose from the dead. Amen? Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Bible talks about Joanna, the wife of Chuza, and Susanna. Hallelujah. These women were healed by Jesus' ministry and decided to give up financial means in order to follow him. Will you, hallelujah, still follow Jesus? Amen. After you receive your healing, after you've been delivered and set free from that thing that has been holding you, from that stronghold, hallelujah, that stone tie, will you continue to follow Jesus? Hallelujah. See, we as followers of Jesus Christ, and to be a follower of Christ, is to strive to conform our actions, our conduct, and our lives to those of the Savior. It is to acquire virtue. It is to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen? See, I want you to understand the first quality of the Savior is humility. Jesus was very humble. Hallelujah. From the pre-mortal life, at the council in heaven, he recognized and allowed the will of God to prevail in the, hallelujah, in the plan of salvation for mankind. He said, Father, thy will be done, and the glory be thine forever. Yes. See, let us live in humility because it brings peace. Humility precedes glory, and it brings God's favor upon us. Yea, all of you, hallelujah, be subject to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resisted the proud and giving grace to the humble. Amen? Humility brings gentle answers. It is the source of a righteous character. My Lord, number two, having courage to keep on keeping on in the things of God. Number three, forgiveness. Number four, sacrifice on what that is. Hallelujah. Whether it be your money, your time, or whatever God is calling you to do. See, as followers of Christ, we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. The old has passed away and the new has come. Amen. See, the Bible says in Romans 12 and 2, as I ask you, church, will you continue to follow Jesus? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. By the testing, you may discern what is the will of God, which is good and acceptable and perfect. Will you continue to follow Jesus? According to 2 Peter 1 and 5 through 7, as a follower of Jesus, the Bible says, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. The Bible says in Luke 6 and 31, and as you with that others would do, to do as they do to you, our Lord. And we thank you, Lord God. Let me make it a little more clear. And as you wish that others would do to you, do to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Not do unto others as they do unto you, but as, hallelujah, you wish them to do to you, that you do unto them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you still follow Jesus? The Bible says in Galatians 5 and 22 through 23, as we follow Jesus, but the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah, that we have the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things is no law. The Bible says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things as we follow Jesus. Hallelujah. This is our character. This is our way of living. This is our life. How, as we continue to follow Jesus, will you continue to follow Jesus? Hallelujah. And do the things that Jesus called us to do. There's things for us to do that follow Jesus. As we continue on in the faith and following Jesus, knowing that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. The Bible says here, church, as we close up here in Colossians 3, 12 and 15, and I ask this question, hallelujah, will you still follow Jesus?
Amen.
The Bible says in Colossians 3, hallelujah, 12 through 15, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against one another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. I ask you again, church, today, will you continue to follow Jesus? Will you let those things that are in the past go? Will you keep on keeping on in the faith? Will you have a made up mind today, amen, that I'm going to follow Jesus, no turning back, no matter what it look like? No matter what they say, no matter what they do, hallelujah, I'm going to follow Jesus. When I receive my healing, I'm still going to follow Jesus. Whether I'm healed or right now, I'm still going to follow Jesus. Though it hurt me right now, though it's, I'm still going to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. will you continue to follow Jesus? The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. Everyone, will you continue to follow Jesus? Or will you make a decision to follow Jesus today with no turning back? Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Amen. Testament.
There might be one today. There may be one that's worth it. Thank you. If you have heard this word today, and it's your desire to get forward and eat, do you realize that you are a sinner? You are not a follower of Christ. But today, you decide to be a part of God's kingdom, to be a part of God's body. So you press the button. Father, how can I express salvation? This is the most important thing you've ever been in your life. You live in body.
And I, we would love to disciple you right there where you are. If you're there in New York City, if you're in Chicago, Illinois, Atlanta, Georgia, Houston, Texas, Shreveport, Louisiana, wherever you are, we thank God there's no time or distance in spirit. So we would love for you to be a part of us, the Gospel Public Ministry. Will you press one this morning? Amen. We're just going to love on you. That's all we're going to do, love on you in the eyes of the Holy Spirit. That's how we're going to love on you. That's the only way we know to do it. Amen. We're going to feed you that word. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for every single one that came, every single one that had the desire to come. We thank you, Father God, that every single need have already been met in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We plead the blood of Christ Jesus over each and every one of us, every single one that had a ear to hear and a heart to receive. We pray that this word take root and manifest itself inside of us right now, that we become doers of your work, followers of you, Christ Jesus, every single day of our life. For this is our prayer in Jesus' name. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have Cash App, you'll send us to Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, 346-243-0980. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that you've already blessed us. We thank you, O God, for your words that you give seed to the sowers. We sow in today, O God. We pray, O God, that you would give increase in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that there be no lack, O God, in those that give on today. And all that purpose and heart to give, O God, we ask that you restore them to the stewardship of King Jesus. Amen. You are the giver of all good things. And your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. We give freely and not from compulsion, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the gift of your Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. Amen. All we have is yours, Father God. We thank you, and we ask that you would use us in all that we have as you will, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray, we give. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God again for the word that went forth. Amen. Will you still follow Jesus? Amen. No turning back. Hallelujah. Our announcements on today, July the 3rd, which is first Sunday of the month. Happy July to everybody. 2022, we hear the Gospel Public Ministries where senior pastors, Pastor Doris St. Manny, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manny, and Minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Our announcements are as following. Monday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here at 845-277-9213. Wednesday night is Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. And Saturday, I'm sorry, we don't have Saturday school at this time. We'll let you know when the Saturday school will be coming back. And Sunday, we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. And we have our play coming up for our company, Good Comedy. Come on out on July 16th at the Midtown Arts Center. We present to you What Goes On in the Pastor's Study Stays in the Pastor's Study. We have pre-sale tickets at $27, $35 at the door. So get your tickets. Give us a call at 346-243-0980 regarding tickets for the show. Amen. Happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday here in the month of July. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Huh?
Amen. Go ahead. Amen.
Oh, I thought you said somebody's name. Happy birthday to those of you that are celebrating a birthday in the month of July. We wish you a happy birthday. We pray that God will continue to bless you and favor you all the days of your life. We pray for multiplied blessings and favors from our Heavenly Father. And may you have a happy, blessed birthday in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And happy anniversary to those of you that are celebrating a wedding anniversary. Amen. Happy anniversary to you. We know Minister Lauren Green and his wife is celebrating, I believe he said, 34 years of marriage. So happy anniversary to you and anyone else that's celebrating the anniversary, wedding anniversary. We pray that God will continue to bless your union, favor your union. Amen. That you will grow more in love and patience and respect. And amen for one another. And joy be upon your marriage all the days of your unity. God bless you. God keep you together. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And that concludes our announcements for today. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing and then benediction to follow. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, Pastor Doris St. Manning, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, with Minister Lauren Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a deficit. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. I pray to every single one. Got an opportunity to hear from the Holy Spirit today. And I pray that this word, that it take root inside of you, amen, that you continue to follow Jesus. This is the way. He is the way. Amen.
Amen.
We'll go ahead on and have our benediction. We would like for y'all to join us again here at 2 p.m. We'll have a 2 p.m. service. I don't know what time we're 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I don't know whatever time it'll be in your state or in your area, but we'll be on lifting up a name, up the name of Jesus. Amen. I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, makes you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Apostle Tony, God, we love you. We love you so much. We thank y'all for joining us here in Sunday service this morning.
Yes,
we can never love you more than God loves you. Even if, no matter how hard we try, we can never love you more than God loves you. Remember, church, that Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Have a blessed weekend. Have a blessed Sunday. Have a blessed holiday in the name of Jesus. Stay safe. Stay cool. And if you have a little bit more time today, meet us here in Sunday service at 2 p.m. We love you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Get that on a great day.
that when I get